time for me to be moving on. Stars have drawn. That's why I'm in the wind. That's where you'll find me. I'm in the wind, long, long gone. Let me tell you.
Happy New Year, my guy. That was Jesse Lawrence with In the Wind. Well, these are some kernels of corn popping. Kind of how, well, that was what it sounded like in my apartment just an hour ago, I guess. All right, boys and boysettes, buckos and buckets, welcome to Frothland. What's good, my guy? We did it. Yeah, boy. We survived another year on this blue ball in space. How about that? Oh, I have the...
What the?
No. Yeah, boy, let's go. Good job, my guy. Survivor gang, let's go. Gang, baby. All right, let's roll the intro.
What the? What do we know? And then what are we not supposed to know? Not supposed to know.
The roar you hear is the roar you hear.
The Frother 2000, the Frother Express, going straight to Frothland, my guy. Yeah, how are you doing? What's up with you? Huh? Obviously, I am not at a party. I'm also not drunk texting my old high school flame or in urgent care after a chain of champagne-induced poorly calculated events culminating in an explosion of colors, sounds, and fingertips. I am just a guy here in Oslo, Norway, and I'm just a corny kernel in the kettle. Just a survivor of 2021. Just like you, my guy. Yeah, boy. I used to think kernels of corn popping. I used to think they were kind of like, you know, Clark Kent when he rips open that shirt, you know? Then again, Superman probably felt less than super hitting that lid on his way up and away. Today, that feeling was more of an audible type situation. I don't know if it's in celebration or if it's some sort of commendable, you know, collective optimism in these uncertain times, or if it's just like the toilet paper situation back in 2020, you know, like people feel like they have to attack the sky for some reason. I don't know. I really don't. You see, today has been and is still foggier than car windows on a prom night. At best, the fireworks is just a flash of light behind the smoke screen and unsettling loud noises for dogs and person dogs like me alike. It doesn't really bother me, though. I mean, these people all deserve a good time to leave the year behind on a rocket ship, kind of happily dislocating their necks, squinting for those sky crayons or crayons, however you say that. And tomorrow morning, when they will roll out of bed, reaching for their shaving kits to shave their tongues, looking for their underwear in a stranger's apartment, maybe opening Google Maps, trying to figure out where they are, where they are. I'll be outside, baby.
Yeah, boy.
I'll know exactly where I am. I'll hear my shoes against the snow, my guy. And I'll be running towards the rest of 2022 like a bull to a red flag. But with a fucking smile on my face, my guy. I don't know if you tried lighting up the sky for New Year's. I just hope you had a good time, my guy. That you somehow had a moment or two just knowing that it gets better. Or that it is good. Just right there and then. New Year's, yeah. Some people, they got resolutions. And if you do, I'd like to know. Just head over to anchor.fm/foxfroth, FOXFROTH, foxfroth/messages. And let me know. That's your direct line to me. A direct line to?
The ruler of froth.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. That's me. Where was I? I mean, you got a whole minute there. And, you know, you can leave more than one. And you can do what you want. It doesn't have to be a resolution or anything. You could sing like Mr. Boy. Burp like we all do. You can make us guess what sound that was. Anything goes, my guy. Also, instead of promising to yourself and others that you're quitting smoking or losing weight, I mean, both can probably be good for you, but it can also be a lot to take on, especially after partying like it's 1999, forgetting that year you might very well have been past your prime already. Statistically. Yeah, instead, just make sure you follow Frothland wherever you listen to podcasts. How about that, my guy? Maybe write a little review. You share your favorite episode with someone you feel would appreciate that. It's way easier. And to be honest, I never cared about your weight or your habits, my guy. So there's that. And let's see. Yeah, what's new with me? Well, I almost cut my damn finger off just trying to get a meal. I wasn't at the deli trying to protest the high prices or anything. I guess the finger is pretty much fine now, I guess. A slight concern, though, is that I potentially ate some of it. I know. I'm not sure if it makes me a cannibal. Or, you know, consumed by my old self, self-absorbed or whatever. There's something about this that I just can't put my finger on, I guess. See, I was cooking steak, and I didn't want to ruin it because I had just one steak. Steaks were hot, I guess. But I had to stop the bleeding. So I did, with so many Band-Aids, I guess. Bob Geldof was filling out the cease and desist or something. So with my left hand in the air, index finger like pointing up, I finished cooking, eating, and washing up. And it was then, at that moment, I realized I should look for the missing part of my finger. And that pretty much cut off like half the, no, what is, a quarter of the nail is gone. And if you look at the finger from the side, there's like a dent now. So I should look for the missing part. Not to sew it back on or anything, but obviously I was cleaning up blood. I might as well get rid of the evidence. Maybe I watched too much of Dexter's New Blood. I don't know. But I found the nail. And, this wasn't my favorite moment of last year, but far from the worst, I guess. I am glad I have a sharp knife. It's hella sharp, my guy. I guess it's like a double-edged blade situation because while the sharpness allows it to go through nail and flesh, apparently, like a hot knife in butter, it also prevents me from realizing what is happening before seeing that blood. Actually, now that I think about it, I smelled the blood before I felt it. Thinking for a moment it might just be the steak. But you know, the steak was resting, so. Oh yeah, and the other day, I headed into the woods with a casserole. And one of my absolute best friends ever was joining me. And we found a spot. We built a fire and shared a meal. I actually spent days on that meal because it was stick meat. For those of you who don't know, stick meat is a traditional Norwegian Christmas meal, I guess. It's mutton, sheep. It's like the ribs, and it's been dried and, well, it's been cured with salt and whatever. So you have to soak it in water for 24 to 36 hours or whatever. So it's not that laborsome, but that's the time it takes. So I can say I spent days cooking this thing or preparing this meal. And when that was done, I put it in a slow cooker with some veg, untraditional veg. We're doing it our own way, switching it up. I figured he's also had his share of Christmas meals. So, I added some spice in there, some habaneros. Yeah, boy. Bringing that heat right there in the snow. It's nice. It was a reminder that sometimes my job is just to show up, listen, and be there. I did have plans to, make a podcast with my friend there, but, it wasn't appropriate. Not for this conversation, it wasn't about that. And we did a similar thing early last year at the end of 2020. I'm not sure. I am sure that time was different. I know it's always good when we get together. This time, though, as good as it was, I just hope it gets better. I know I'll do my best to do my part, Growing up, New Year's Eve was, I don't know, what was it? It was a lot about turkey. Wearing a suit, I guess. Highlight for me might have been when I got a whole turkey leg to myself. Then I got older and I was sometimes allowed to light the big boy rockets, under supervision, of course. I remember one year, the neighbor's kid and I, we had to bring my dog to track down his dog because the fireworks freaked the little buddy out. We found the dog, though. I got older, and there was parties, slow dancing with a girl who threw up on my shoes. True romance right there. Even older than that, the girl I was seeing at the time and I, we made our own kind of fireworks. And a few years later, I was married to some other lady. I think, one of those married years, I remember did a Roman candle matrix reenactment kind of with a friend. I guess that was almost as fun as it was reckless and, you know, definitely not something I recommend. I'm lucky I have both my eyes. But yeah, a few years after that, I was single and a dad. And probably the best New Year's Eves I have ever had were those when, you know, she was waking up because she couldn't sleep because of all the noise. Got dressed, you know, put on a coat, some mittens or whatever. And we went across the hall to the balcony there. And the sparkle in her eyes, making the stars look like they're running low on batteries or something. And she was right there, hanging out of my left arm and following my right index finger with her eyes, tracing one of those rockets as it shot into the starlit sky. Excited giggles as I fired a finger gun just as the colors exploded up there. We had that, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 times before I got married again, and we had other types and variations of good times, I guess. But we had that moment in time between the last and the next year. That few seconds of magic and endless possibilities.
When we wake, hear the birds and see the sun, side by side our fears are done. Oh, the good times just begun. Oh, we know what we have, let's hold on tight. Found what we're looking for in life. Call us crazy, but things are finally right. With you and I, the future is bright. See the moon side by side and through, no limit to what we can do. Oh, we know what we have, let's hold on tight. Found what we're looking for in life. Call us crazy, but things are finally right. The future is bright.
Ooh.
Cody Francis, Weather Any Storm. That's what that was. Yeah, I'm not big on resolutions. You know, sleeping on a bed of broken promises, it's bad for your back, my guy. I am a fan of resolve. I both hope and believe that taking a moment between then and now, or then and then, I guess. Where was I going? I was, taking a moment between what was and what's going to be or could be. Taking a moment in right now. Remember and set goals. Just be. I think it's a good thing. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be just once a year is all. I think probably, if anything, being aware of your place in time, where you are right now, in this moment, I think it's something, you know, it doesn't hurt. I, for one, definitely should do it more often, and not just in 2022. That said, you know, sometimes you just need to take a moment to just, maybe not cut your finger off. Maybe take a moment not doing that. I will try to do more of that. what to binge? You could watch, I've been watching, the new, post-pandemic South Park specials. Highly recommend. You don't have to do like me and sign up for Paramount Plus. Apparently there's a YouTube channel, a South Park YouTube channel. You can just watch it there. But on Paramount Plus, I am watching Dexter's New Blood. Dexter, of course, for those of you who don't know, one of my all-time favorite TV shows, this blood splatter analysis, who's also a serial killer, but he's only murdering bad guys, so he's kind of a good guy, I guess. Well, I was never happy with the way that show ended. I don't know how many seasons it ran, maybe 8 or 10. There's a lot of episodes out there. And then all of a sudden, like some sort of Christmas gift, this thing pops up, comes out as a miniseries. But there I was thinking I could be a little bit sneaky, you know, get a trial period and watch it all before it ends. But Mr. Fox, not today, my guy. That's what they said. They're not all out yet, is what I'm saying. So, yeah. In the meantime, I recommend the movie Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, also known as Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman from the show. Saul Goodman, the Breaking Bad spinoff, and also from Breaking Bad. Probably my favorite character in Breaking Bad, to be honest. This movie is a little different. I don't want to say anything about it because I don't want to spoil anything. RZA has a role. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan is in that movie. And the guy who was a professor in Back to the Future is there. That's nice. Previously I've had, he's been on a couple of times, Jason from New Jersey. And, I just started watching, the Yellow Jackets. That's about, they're female, I think high school soccer players or something. Their plane crashes in, the middle of nowhere. And I guess they're cannibals now. And then, they came back from that and they're trying not to tell their story or something, keep it a secret. Seems interesting. I'm a couple of episodes in. Seems interesting. So you can do that. You can watch stuff like that. Or, you know, the thing about, there's nothing wrong with watching movies or TV shows. I love me some movies and a good show. Obviously, I do. But there's something about just listening to a podcast. Like, I don't know. Let's say Frothland. You can do that while preparing your steak and accoutrements. Just try not to cut your finger off. And you can do it while you go for a run. And I used to listen to podcasts while running. But you see, even though I have Spotify Premium, there's this sneaky company who's been sneaking ads, and that really messes with my rhythm running. It makes my blood boil, my guy. I get so upset I have to laugh at myself after. You know, it destroys my everything. That's not why I listen to a podcast while running. It's to, just let the mind wander, maybe learn something. Maybe have some thoughts and, you know, I can listen to music. They will be ad-free, but I kind of enjoy that. But you know what? You know what, my guy? If you listen to Frothland while running, my guy, guess what? No ads.
What the?
No ads. That's right. 100% ad-free experience right here on Frothland. And I intend to keep it that way. What are we going to do? I'm sorry. We're going to end this with Earth. Or Light It Up. It has two titles. By Tilden Park. Park with a C. And hopefully, let's just do our part, making this year better than the last, and just keep on going. Let's do that, my guy. Oh, and by the way, I don't have a catchphrase.
Myself to the page, I don't do it for the praise, love. That's just how I'm made.
See the truth in the glass in the mirror.
Yeah.
Do it at me. Oh.
start to feel like I'm on one. Settle in, I'll be here for the long run. I'm a slave for the cash, got snakes in the grass. No brakes on the ad, but it's all fun. We done seen it all, heard it all. Heard enough, give me space before I murder y'all. 10 bad bitches here, I'ma curve them all. 12 missed calls and I still made a curtain call. Here to light it up, lighten up. Hear them talking, they ain't right enough, tighten up. Everything that I came for, I left with. I don't bang sets, I just bang on the set list. Going past up, but when I came for the breakfast, put me in your prayers, I might put you on the guest list. Young niggas in the reckless. Gold in my soul, got the same on my necklace, bitch.